Friends are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com, worldwide. I'm delighted indeed to welcome friends of some 35 solid years, Charlotte Moore. Well, first of all, Charlotte, you're welcome. And then we have Kieran O'Reilly, the co-founders of the multi award-winning Irish Repertory Theatre. And I can't believe it is 35 solid years ago since both of you, you know, decided that it was going to be a great idea, you know, to start an Irish Repertory Theatre. Now, Kieran O'Reilly, friends, is from Cavan. Charlotte Moore and myself are not from Cavan. So let's just start the program. Charlotte, will we?
Yeah, I like that distinction already, Adrian. That's what I think the world comprises of. People from Cavan and people who are not. Absolutely. We can continue now.
Adrian, we were in Cavan about 3 weeks or a month ago, visiting and looking around again and visiting Kieran's folks there. It was heaven. I was in heaven.
You got a cup of tea and more tea and
that's exactly what we got. Cakes and sandwiches and a good cup of tea for a change.
Yeah, she got three cups of tea, but we used only one tea bag for the whole thing, and that that worked out well.
You're on tour next week, I understand.
It's a theater tour that we're leading to Dublin only, because we're visiting different theatres in Dublin and bringing people along with us. We've about an entourage of about 40 people coming with us.
Oh my God!
And we're going to different shows, going to the Abbey and the Gate and Smock Alley and the Pavilion Theatre, and to various talks and museums and different things related to theatre. And we're expounding on our vast knowledge of Irish theatre to the masses. Charlotte is laughing at that point.
Yeah. listen, that is great. And by the way, for those of you who are going to be slumming it with that B&B you're staying in as well, right?
Yes. Lovely B&B. I could stay there for a good amount of time, a good while. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous hotel.
Fantastic.
That's the Merrion Hotel in Dublin.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I want to ask you, first of all, about your current love letter series that's taking place now at the Irish Repertory Theatre. And it's a Gurney by A.R. Gurney. And directed by Kieran O'Reilly. Yes,
indeed. We've got Matthew Broderick is returning for his third show at Irish Rep, and he's joined this time by Laura Benanti, the award-winning, wonderful actress. And this play is a little history on the play is that it was done first about maybe 25 years ago, maybe 30 years ago. And it has become a staple around the country, doing it. And one of the first people to do this production of Love Letters was none other than Miss Charlotte Moore. She was the original star of that show, when it was first written. So it's a little bit of coming home to have us here at Irish Rep. It's a lovely piece. It's about an exchange between a man and a woman from the time they were in kindergarten right up until they're at their graves. So it's a whole life it goes through the exchange of letters, and it's a lovely piece. It's very funny and it's very moving, and it's on at Irish Rep from I think it's May 30th through June 8th, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Adrian, yeah. I'll just tell you a little history about that. I was in a play by A.R. Gurney, Pete Gurney, an off-Broadway play, and he came to me one afternoon and said, I have a piece that I'd like you to read for me, and I'll read it with you. So he and his wife gave me dinner one evening, and he brought out love letters, and he and I read it together, and we were the first people who ever read love letters. And then I did it twice at the Long Wharf before it was ever done on Broadway. So it's very, very dear to me. And Kieran O'Reilly better do a good job, or he's going to know the reason why.
Right. You tell him.
Them's fighting words.
I want to listen. Here's an easy one. Can you give us a kind of a recap of the Irish Repertory Theatre, and it's now 35th year, and how many seasons?
I think it's 35 seasons.
Oh, it's 35 seasons. And
we never stopped in between. We was at something on each year.
Now, what there is coming up, which will, you know, a great number of people look forward to, is your gala. And your gala is, of course, this year, again, directed and arranged by Charlotte Moore, with a full orchestra and chorus under the direction of John Bell, who comes, you know, who's with you each year.
Well, John Bell is a Broadway musical director, and we are thrilled and over the moon that he has stuck with us, because, you know, he loves conducting a great big orchestra in the, you know, in Manhattan with a lot of singers and some stars and everything. And he loves doing it. And whatever he's doing, he's right now in Washington, D.C., directing a production of another musical. But he's going to come with us and do it again this year. And, of course, we are over the moon, because it's the lyrics and songs of Paul McCartney. And we are a real favorite of Kieran O'Reilly's, I have to tell you.
This year, I sang one of his songs over and over again. It was When I Get Older, Losing My Hair, many years from now. I sang one once this year.
Yeah. Was there a message?
Yeah. I don't know why, because I'm 33 years of age. I don't know what got into me.
All right. Tell us more about her. First of all, it's on Monday, June 12th, and it's taking place at Town Hall, right, this year?
At Town Hall, venerable Town Hall, yes.
And, okay,
and
so
yeah.
I notice each year you indeed give us teasers and a great lineup of artists who will be performing. And then there is, you sneak in somewhere near the last minute, some surprise guests from the world of theater, and who, you know, who again have no problem in showing up and doing their cameo or whatever. So far, though, let's talk about who we know will be performing, because this is obviously takes a lot of coordination there, Miss Moore. But it's a great. You know, Paul McCartney, there are so many tunes that we will expect, you know, in that performance. Tell us a little bit about Paul McCartney and his track record, both with the Beatles and then his solo artist career that he picked up.
Adrian, Kieran can sing them all to you. Are you sitting down? Here he goes.
No. One of the big connections that we have to this particular evening we're doing is our good pal, the poet Paul Muldoon. Paul Muldoon worked with Paul McCartney for 4 or 5 years in putting together a 2-volume set called The Lyrics of Paul McCartney. And and he worked with them all that time, and it was published last year, and it was a bestseller on the New York Times and in many other lists. And it's an extraordinary record of somebody of some, I think it's some 365 songs, and that doesn't even include all of them, but that is the ones that were picked. And they were picked from his time as a, you know, from the early days of the Beatles, you know, through when the Beatles broke up and he was with Wings, and then his solo career and all through it, and all the commentary and all the inspirations that he had on each of those songs were documented by Paul, with Paul. And it's a fantastic story, you know, that's how it was. So this is really the nucleus of what this evening is. It's celebrating the lyrics of Paul McCartney. Of course, we can't do all 365 songs, so it'll be a very small selection of
them. The very best ones. The ones everybody knows and loves.
Yes, yeah. Now, you're the chair of the evening is... Jay Clayton. Tell us about him.
Well, he's a very good friend of our honoree, Simon Lorne, who is our honoree this year. And Simon has been on our board for maybe, you know, over 10 years, and a wonderful individual. And he brought in Mr. Clayton, who was the head of the securities division, and he's a very, very big deal in the financial community. And so we're very thrilled that he became our honorary chair, and he likes our theater enormously as well. And it's very helpful when there's somebody like that who's thrown his support behind us. That's for sure.
This is an annual event, and it's hard to pick a year when when it didn't turn out to be really, really special. And it is very necessary, indeed, for the Irish Repertory Theatre. It's once a year. Great performances. But, again, the gala does, play a terrific and a big role in, you know, the continuing success of the Irish Repertory Theatre. It's the once a year when a lot of people, some to indeed to know that their money will be well spent, because it is a terrific performance, which you always do year after year. It's great.
Thank you, Adrian.
Well, Adrian, thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
Again, just remind people, and Monday, June 12th, is coming up. It's coming up soon. And that is going to be at Town Hall, which 123 West 43rd Street. There are varied packages. There are some who would like to go to the concert, perhaps concert only, and break down some of the other packages for
us. There's ones where there's single tickets only, just to go and see the concert, as you just said, Adrian.
Right.
There's also ones where you can just go to the pre-show cocktails and the show.
Right.
And then there's the full package, pre-cocktails, the show, and dinner afterwards at Bryant Park Grill.
Now, say, Charlotte, let's make sure. So you come out of Town Hall and you make what? A left? Yeah. And then
make a left, you make a first right, and on 42nd Street,
right,
you walk through Bryant Park.
Yeah, and there you are. It's a terrific.
Thanks, Adrian, for keeping me dangling here.
Yeah. And trust me, if anybody should tell Brian Park that you couldn't remember where they were or where, you know, let it not be a reflection on us, right, Charlotte? I mean, you know.
Absolutely, Adrian.
The dog on the street knew that. But anyway, maybe he's putting us on. You know, you never know. It's a great, it's very important.
I just wanted to see if you knew. I was testing you. I wanted to see how much research you had done for this particular interview. Seems you're a little skimpy on some of them.
1, 2, 3, 4. I have 7 sheets of paper here in front of me, and not one of them says, Brian Park for the dinner, because it was assumed. It was assumed that you would jump at that instantly. And so that's it.
Well,
anyway, there you go.
I feel your staff there was a little bit lacking.
You're laughing in the background?
I don't think so. It's not. No, it's upsetting that your staff. Your staff and your producer couldn't find the time to do the research to find out where the dinner was. It's interesting to us here.
Well, yeah, that's a continuing problem here, because actually, if I had the sight for it, I could use a 3x5, card to put all of this information on here. God almighty. Terrific. Anyway, no, seriously, it does play a huge role in, again, being able to continue what you've done for 35 years, in basically, bringing in an influx of money once a year. We're not called upon to do or to support the Irish rep except for once a year. And then that does, that combined, obviously, with the membership of the Irish rep there is why you're able to keep doing what you do. It is a big one, and one that I think is well worth supporting. So is there anything to add to that?
It's not just the how much we appreciate that, the support that we get from the people who come and buy tickets and that. But we also get huge support from the artists who perform each night, like all of those that, the 28-piece orchestra and the chorus.
Oh, my God,
They all come to show the support, and it makes it into a very special night for us, and both spiritually and financially.
That is great, and it's a great annual get-together. Too. So we're, again, it is, you're located, Irish Repertory Theatre, at 132 West 22nd Street in New York. Box office, 212-727-2737. And the office to get in touch, friends, is 212-255-0270, and you will get that information on our site and on irishrep.org. Again, we look forward to seeing both of you, and it's absolutely something very much to look forward to. Charlotte, just one. Can you make a short list of this? Of the songs that Kieran O'Reilly is not allowed to sing. Oh, wait a minute. It says...
Well, most of them, I don't know. Let's start with Let It Be. Is that right, Kieran?
Yeah.
And what else? He's really the expert here on Paul McCartney. He really is. He's read all those books, and he knows much better than I do.
That's a total lie. But, yeah. Well, there'll be all of. I mean, there's so many of them. I mean, there isn't a song you know, amongst them that we've said in one of our releases that he, you know, McCartney provided the soundtrack of our lives, you know, and it's so true because you just pick up anything. And it's just from the Beatles to Wings and all of that. So, you know, it's just the classics, Eleanor Rigby, Yesterday.
Oh, my God. Yellow Submarine. How about Hey Jude?
Yellow Submarine.
All My Lovin'.
Oh, my God. You see, you're starting. Are you free, Adrian, on that night?
Are you free, Adrian?
A little audition wouldn't go astray.
You know, just in case maybe there's a blackout or something, you and I should stand, you know, be there, ready to go on, you know. And I'm sure that would delight Charlotte Moore no end if we were just to...
It would be thrilling, Adrian, thrilling. Anya and I will be backstage egging you on, both of you.
I know the last verse of Hey Jude. Na 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 na. Isn't that just advertisement enough to want to come to these?
Okay, but the rest would be better than that.
They'll
right?
see you there on the night. I hope.
Oh, okay. Thanks to both of you. We look forward to it every year, and one more time. That's June 12th, Monday, June 12th. Dinner. Well, you have the show first, and then that starts at 7 p.m. And all kinds of packages, friends, that will allow you, you know, to have a very memorable evening. So, again, get onto the website, or even better still, get onto and get your tickets early, because it is, it's terrific, and we look forward to it. Okay, Kieran O'Reilly, Charlotte Moore, and founders of the Irish Repertory Theatre. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to it.
Adrian, thank you, Adrian.
Thank you so much, Adrian. Thank you.
Okay, and friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network USA. IrishRadio.com worldwide. Number again, 212-727-2737. That is for the Irish Repertory Theatre and the gala again, Monday, June 12th. And, okay, so pass the word. And if you think you're going there, maybe for the best seats, make that call.